Here on ABC Coast FM, we've been talking to quite a few artists over the last couple of weeks about creative spaces. This is where you get the chance to have a look into the studio of artists here on the hinterland, poke around, see them at work and see their art as well and have the chance to buy it. I have with me this afternoon an artist who is no stranger to having people in her studio. In fact, she does it all the time. Kathy Lawley is her name. Good afternoon.
Hi.
You've been running Fun in the Mud workshops in your studio for how long now?
Yeah. It's last year. I started in February last year. So, yeah, over 12 months plus. Yeah,
so you invite people into your studio on a regular basis.
Yes.
Fun in the Mud, what inspired you to start them?
I've been asked quite a lot because I've been, you know, potting for now or sculptor for years, about 20 odd years. And I've had a lot of interest in people wanting to do workshops. And so I thought, well, I'll start them up and see how they go and name them Fun in the Mud because I just wanted it to be relaxed and just a great way for people just to interact with clay and just have a great time. And basically that's what they do when they come. They're there for the weekend or one day. And they just get in, make what they like, and just enjoy the clay. And it's therapeutical as well. The people or the different ones that come along just enjoy the day and enjoy making a piece. And it just brings out, I don't know, just this inner child that comes out when they're creating.
Playing with mud pies when we were kids, just yes. Kind of extrapolating on that.
Yes.
You call yourself a potter,
yes.
But most of the pieces that I've seen, I would think of you more as a ceramicist. Why do you call yourself a potter?
Yeah. I think potter, because I love earthy pottery. My pottery is basically raku, which is a traditional Japanese method of firing, and I use the raku clay as well. I sort of look at it and think, oh, potter sounds more like earthy to me than sculptor, but I'm both, really. I am a sculptor. That is possibly the correct term for what I do, but I like the word potter as well.
I love your series of chooks. There's something about chickens that just make me smile as soon as I see them. What inspired your Hen's Night Out series?
Oh, I always loved chooks as well. I was brought up on a farm, and then when we sold the farm, we didn't bring the chooks with us. So when I moved to my house that I'm in now in Mullaney on North Mullaney Road, I couldn't bring the chooks. So I just started making these chooks myself and putting them on ladders. And they reminded me of the home and the farm and, you know, all the sort of the great memories of my chooks. And I used to name my chooks and I do the hens on the ladders that I create now. They have their own names or people name them themselves. They kind of and they either buy one or they buy a series of six that sit on ladders. And they're just quirky little fun chooks that sort of sit there on their ladders. And I guess it reminds me a lot of the way when I used to lock up my chooks at night, they'd be sitting on the ladder and chucking away to themselves. And then I thought, oh, they're just like a bunch of hens, you know, clucking away. So I called them Hens Night Out.
Yeah, they're lovely. Yeah. Your other signature piece is the green frog. You've got a lot of works with the green frog involved. And I can understand that. They're such beautiful creatures. Do you find that your work sells well with tourists? I mean, a lot of tourists love the look of the green frog as well.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I've been making and the green or the little green frog for at least possibly 20 years now.
Wow.
It's funny because when I started, I love them as well, and they're such an Australian, you know, icon, and especially up in Mullaney. I just start putting them on little cream cans that inspired me for, you know, around the dairy as well. Boots, anything really, watering cans, fence posts with buckets and with taps on it, which are all made out of clay. And I'd hang these little green frogs off them. And they started to sell and sell and sell and sell. And then, and so 20 years later, they're still whimsical little funny frogs, but they're my signature. It's whimsical. They don't look exactly, you know, like the frog, but I give them a little character. So they're characters and they chat and as well and hang off the buckets and teapots and anything basic I can think of. And I think, yeah, a frog would look good on that.
Oh, a frog looks good on everything. I am speaking to Kathy Lawley. She is part of Creative Spaces that kicks off this weekend, where you can go into artist studios and see them at work and have the opportunity to ask some questions and also buy their work as well. Kathy, you talk about the farm that you sold to move into this house in Mullaney. Is that where you grew up on a farm?
Yes, my parents. I was on my parents' dairy farm, as well as when I was married as well. We lived on a farm in Mullaney. So I've been on a farm most of my life.
And your work, did you train, or are you self-taught, or how did it come about?
Yeah, basically self-taught. I took a lot of courses in different types of firings. I was actually fascinated with firings more so than actually making a piece. There's so many different techniques in firing a piece. You can put them in the ground, salt fire, saga firing, and I used to do pit firing as well, which I really liked, and it was labour intensive and very slow. And when I found the raku, which I did a lot of courses on the coast on raku firings, I was just hooked. I thought, this is it. It was instant. It was hard work, and it is quite unique as well in the firing itself, but it's something that is uniquely mine now. I created my own glaze, and the firing that I use is slanted a bit from the Japanese traditional method of firing, and I do it the Aussie style now. So it's that rustic tin effect, which is the one I'm after.
It's amazing finding out how artists work and all the different processes that are involved and the things you can do and how you can change them just slightly. And I guess, in a way, that's what Creative Spaces is all about, giving us lay people, us non-artists, a bit of insight into your world. So it's going to be wonderful. And Kathy, thanks for having a chat with us on ABC Coast FM. It is part of Creative Spaces, which is through Arts Connect Inc. And you can find all the details on artsconnectinc.com.au, or you can go to our website, abc.net.au/sunshine. Kathy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.